Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
Auntie Janet?
Yes, good evening.
Good evening. And Auntie Betty?
Yes, good evening.
Good evening. Good evening, Mom.
Good evening. I was wondering where you are.
Okay, here we're going to come to us reading out of Leviticus while we're waiting for others to join in.
Okay.
Aaron's son of Nadab, I'll be reading you from Leviticus 10. Chapter 1. Aaron's son Nadab and Abihu took their censers and put fire in them and added incense. And they offered unauthorized fire before the Lord, contrary to his command. So fire came out from the presence of the Lord and consumed them, and they died before the Lord. Moses then said to Aaron, "This is what the Lord spoke of when he said, 'Among those who approach me, I will show myself holy. In the sight of all the people, I will be honored.'" Aaron remained silent. Moses summoned Mishael and Mizapim, sons of Aaron, uncle Uziel, and said to them, "Come here, carry your cousins outside the camp, away from the front of the sanctuary." So they came and carried them, still in their tunics, outside the camp, as Moses ordered. Then Moses said to Aaron and his sons, "Eleazar and Itamar, do not let your hair become unkempt, and do not tear your clothes, or you will die, and the Lord will be angry with the whole community. But your relatives and all the house of Israel may mourn for those of the Lord have destroyed by fire. Do not leave the entrance to the tent of the meeting, or you will die, because the Lord anointed oil is on you." So they did as Moses said. Then the Lord said to Aaron, "You and your sons are not to drink wine or other fermented drink wherever you go into the tent of meeting, or you will die. This is a lasting ordinance for the generation to come. You must distinguish between the holy and the common, between the unclean and the clean. And you must teach the Israelites all the decrees the Lord had given them through Moses." Moses said to Aaron and his remaining sons, "Eleazar and Itamar, take the grain offerings that left over from the offering made to the Lord by fire, and eat it prepared without yeast beside the altar. For it is most holy. Eat it in a holy place, because it is your share of your son. Share of the offering made to the Lord by fire, for so I have been commanded. But you and your sons and your daughters may eat the breast that was waved and the thigh that was presented. Eat them in ceremonial clean place. They have been given to you and your children as your share of the Israelites' fellowship offering. The thigh that was presented and the breast that was weighed must be brought with the fat portion of the offering made by fire to be weighed before the Lord as a wave offering. This be the regular share for you and your children as the Lord has commanded. Amen. That's chapter 10 of Leviticus 1 through 15.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Hubert. We did not have any new callers to call in, so we'll just go ahead and get started in our program. And good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Okay, so far I have Mom, Hubert, Auntie Janet, and Auntie Betty, and myself.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Angela's attending her book club meeting tonight. May God bless that meeting. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. For this is the day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory. Amen. Welcome to the Nellen Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for another day. Father God, we ask that you have your hands all over our next president, whether it be a Republican or a Democrat. Father God, we ask that whomever is our president, that they love you as much as we do, in Jesus Christ's holy name. Father God, we ask that you remove anything and everything away from our prayer service tonight, and we ask that you lead and guide the United States in the right direction. Order our steps. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 The Lord.
Amen. Amen. Okay, we go right into our program, and I will start with Auntie Janet. Any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to share from Lamentation, third chapter, beginning with verse 20. My
Amen.
Soul has been still in remembrance and is humbled in me. This I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, because his passions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Mm-hmm. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto him that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet. And we also had Auntie Dot to join us. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, Auntie Dot.
Good evening.
Okay, all right. Okay, we're going to move right on into the program. And, Mom, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'll be reading out of Acts 8, coming out of my missionary book.
Amen.
8:35-39, and it's summary of the joy of being redeemed. And the message says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Believer security, acceptance, and future assurance. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, what a wonderful chance in the life of the believer. After Philip preached Jesus to the eunuch at 8, he wanted to be baptized that you may confess that he believed that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, right then and there. Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. After being baptized, the eunuch saw Philip no more. For the Spirit of the Lord had caught Philip away. Philip disappeared, did not bother the eunuch, for he went on his way rejoicing. Just as the eunuch rejoiced at his new life in Christ, let us, the Redeemer of the Lord, rejoice evermore. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 say, rejoice evermore. Joy is a heart condition. So let the Redeemer of the Lord say so. And the prayer said, thank you, Almighty God, for the joy of being redeemed. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom. Next, I'll go to Auntie Betty. Any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm coming from 1 Peter chapter 1, starting at verse 3.
Amen.
It said, all praises to God, the Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It is by his great mercy that we have been born again, because God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Now we live with this great expectation, and we have a priceless inheritance, an inheritance that is kept in heaven for you, pure and undefiled, beyond the reach of change and decay. And through your faith, God is protecting you by his power until you receive this salvation, which is ready to be revealed on the last day for all to see. So be truly glad. This is wonderful joy ahead. Even though you have endured many trials for a little while, these trials will show that your faith is genuine. It is being tested as fire tests and purified gold. Through your faith, it is far more precious than merely gold. So when your faith remains strong through your trials, it will bring you much praise and glory and honor on the day when Jesus Christ is revealed to the whole world. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. Let's see, Hubert, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'll be reading from Isaiah 28:13, starting with verse 16. So this is what the servant Lord says. See, I laid a stone in Zion, a tested stone, a precious cornerstone for a sure foundation. The one who trusts will never be dismayed. I will make justice the measuring line and righteousness the plumb line. Hail will sweep away your refuge, the lie, and water will overflow at your hiding place. Your covenant with death will be annulled. Your agreement with the grave will not stand. When the overflowing chorus sweeps by, you will be beaten down by it. As often as it comes, it will carry you away. Morning after morning, by day and by night, it will sweep through. The understanding of the message will bring sheer terror. The bed is too short to stretch out on, the blanket too narrow to wrap around you. The Lord will rise up as he did in Mount Paran, and he will rouse himself as in the valley of Gibeon to do his work, his strange work, and perform his task, his alien task. Stop now, stop your marking, or your chains will become heavier The Lord Almighty has told me of the destruction decree against this whole land. Listen and hear my voice. Pay attention and hear what I say. When a farmer plows for planting, does he plow continually? Does he keep on breaking up and harrowing the soil? When he has leveled the surface, does he not counter it and scatter cumin? Does he not plant wheat in its place, barley in the plot, and spelt in the field? His God instruct him and teach him the right way. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his words. That was Isaiah 16 through 25 to 26. Thank you.
Amen. Okay, Auntie Dot, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read Daniel chapter 6, 1 through 5.
Amen.
It's pleased Daniel to set over the kingdom and 120 princes, who should be over the whole kingdom. And over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was first, prince might give a cup of bunch to them, and the king should have no doubt. Then Daniel was protector of president and prince, because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king of thought to set him over the whole realm. Then the president and prince sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they couldn't find no occasion, no fault, for such much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. Then these men, we shall not find any occasion against Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of the God. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot. I do have another caller. The last four digits is 1308.
Hello, everybody. It's Sylvia. I'm just listening in tonight.
Okay, welcome. Welcome to the program. Glad that you're here.
Thank you.
Amen. Okay, we're going to go on to our program. We're going to go into our sick and shut-in. So if everyone would bow their head, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you do for our sick and shut-ins, especially for Ruth Edwards, Tony, Malachi, DeMarcus, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Betty, Auntie Marie, Reverend Allen, Tally and family, Dwight and family, Uncle Willie, Uncle Dave, Uncle Tim, Desert Kendrick, Sister Shirley and family, Marilyn and family, the Boyers family, the Rossiter family, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Mary Ann and family, the Simmons family, Arlene Holliday, Doretha and Jesse Verna, Lenny and family, Eric, the Williams family, Carlos and the Wells family, Brian, the Verna family, the Moody family, Sean, Valerie Crockett, the Mapp family, Talion family, Rochelle Bessler, and anyone else that we're not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Heavenly Father, we ask that you lift them up in a mighty way so that others may see the goodness of you working in them. Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus over our sick and shut-ins, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. And Father God, we thank you for all that you have done and for all that you are doing right now for our sick and shut-ins. Give them the strength that they need to keep pressing forward with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Father God, we thank you for your love. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
Amen.
Okay, we have reached a part of our program where we honor birthdays. So we're looking at the week of November 7th. No, today is the 6th. So we're looking at the week of November 6th through the 12th. Any birthdays we need to recognize? Okay, well, we know there is someone's birthday today, amen.
Amen.
Well, within that week, amen. Amen. Okay, Mom, would you do us the honor of singing the birthday song?
Okay, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you and many more. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to all. Amen. Thank you for that song, Mom. And we have reached a part of our program where we share what's on our heart, whether it be a praise report, testimony, song, or poem, or more Bible verses. And I'll just go down the list, and you can share or pass. And I will start with Auntie Betty. Any praise report, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
I'm going to try to sing.
Amen. Praise God.
One more time, one more time. God has allowed us to come together one more time, yeah. One more time, one more time. God has allowed us to come together one more time, one more time. One more time, God has allowed us to sing together one more time. Oh, one more time, one more time. God has allowed us to pray together one more time. Yeah, one more time, one more time. God has allowed us to come together one more time. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. 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 Thank you for that beautiful song, Auntie Betty. Let's see here. I'll move on to Auntie Dot. Any praise reports? Song or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
I'm going to read Psalm 134. Bless
Amen.
The Lord. Behold, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hand in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. The Lord that made heaven and earth, bless thee out of Zion. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading out of Psalms, Auntie Dot. Let's see here. Auntie Janet, any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
I would like to share from Powerful Prayers of Courage.
Amen.
My aim is to please Him through communion and prayer, to show His love and for others' care, to read His word as my guide for life, to cease my grumbling that causes strife, to be open to God's leading and His will, to take time to meditate. I'm sorry, to take time to meditate, be quiet and still, to continually grow in my Christ-like walk, to be more like Jesus in my life and my talk. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet, out of Powerful Prayers. Amen. Amen. Okay, Hubert. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'll be sharing with y'all from Haggai, chapter 2, verse 9. The glory of this present house will be greater than the glory of the former house, says the Lord Almighty. And in this place I will grant peace, declares the Lord Almighty. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be accepted in his sight. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that read and hear it. Next, let's see here. Mom, any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Well, I'm going to be coming back out of my missionary book, and it says, the time is now. Why wait?
Amen.
Time is winding up. Jesus said, look on the field. Look on the field. Wait, hold on. Come back to me. Enter at the door. Okay. Excuse me, but come back. Okay.
Amen. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of the missionary book. Okay. Let's see. We have reached a part of our program where we do the closing prayer. And but before I go into the closing prayer, is there anything anyone would like to share?
Yeah, let me finish reading. I thought Angela was
at. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. And I had stepped away for a moment, so I'm sorry. Well, you go ahead and continue, Mom, and I do apologize.
Okay. Jesus said, look on the field, for they are white, all ready to harvest. Being born in the country, I remember seeing fields with crop ready to harvest. But if the owner wait too long, the crop will spoil. Jesus said, look on the field. Where are the fields? Anywhere people are unsaved, we are so busy trying to clean up the saved until we have forgotten the unsaved. The fields are those who have not heard about the Savior, Jesus the Christ, who can save them from their sin. The field of our school, we have children whose parents are not saved. Therefore, they have no one to teach them about Jesus and his love for them. The field of the street, our job, our family, etc. This time is now. Why wait? Lord, enable me to bring others to you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom. And once again, is there anything anyone else would like to share before we go into the closing prayer? Amen. Amen. So if everyone would bow their head, please. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. God, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom, and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellums family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. Sylvia, we thank you very much for being a listener. And we pray that you come back and join us, whether you be a listener or you share what's on your heart. Amen.
Okay. All right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We hope that there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. And Heavenly Father, this week we promise to put on our full suit of armor for protection from our enemy. And remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. May God bless the ones that are here and the ones that could not be with us tonight, and also bless our new president in Jesus Christ's holy name. May everyone have a blessed week. Go out and vote. God bless America, my home, sweet home. Amen. Everyone have a blessed week. We love you and good night.
Good night.
We love you. Love you all.
Right. Good night. Okay, and this is the Nellen family. We'd like to leave just with you for the week. Faith. What is faith? Now, faith is confidence of what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. Hebrews 11:1. May everyone have a blessed week. We love you and good night. Good night.
Good night. We love you.
Love you too.